If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids' allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Before we begin, we would like to thank Six Point Builders for their support of our show. Six Point Builders are builders of fine custom homes in the Boston metropolitan area.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Revolution Recap, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm Andy Judd, your host today, and on the show we have audio from an interview with Revs legend Taylor Twellman, where he'll be taking questions from a panel of reporters that included the Blazing Muskets' Seth Maycomber. He'll talk about the U.S. men's national team and the Revs. But before we get to that, I will have some small bits of news to cover. And before we even get to that, I do have to mention our sponsor, BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online, the game starts here. All right, guys, so unfortunately there is no preview this week. I've been off on vacation. I had a lovely time visiting some cities on the eastern coast, eastern seaboard, and watching some soccer games. I did get a chance to go to a game in D.C., and I got a chance to go to a game in Philadelphia, both of which were lovely, if a little bit toasty for my liking. It was a pretty hot day during the Philadelphia game. But, you know, in any case, I didn't have a ton of time to do prep that I usually like to do before I do a preview. So I don't have anything in that vein this week, but I do have a few bits of news. There was kind of a busy news week for the Revs. So we'll start with one that actually affects this weekend's game, which will be against the Orlando City SCs, as they are called to me. And that is that Barrero and Heel are both unlikely to suit up for this weekend's match. That's per Hayden Bird of the Boston Globe and per Caleb Porter himself. So that will not make things easy. The Revs seem to be all in. Caleb Porter seemed to indicate that he's all in on this team getting a result this weekend. You know, and a win would certainly help the Revs put themselves closer to that playoff conversation. So we'll hope that is the way that it goes. But, you know, without Carlos Gil and without Dylan Barrero, it might be a little bit trickier. There is also some transfer news to get into. New England is apparently backing off their interest in 22-year-old Argentine winger Luca Langoni after an offer was rejected by Boca Juniors. It kind of reinforces the concept that the Revs are looking to invest in a winger in the summer window. They've had prior rumors throughout the season and into the past offseason where they were looking to purchase a winger, including Albert Elise and Joaquin Pereira. So certainly showing some interest in bolstering that part of the field, but it seems as though it will not be, as of right now, by way of Luca Langoni. There is some transfer news that seems like it will happen, however. According to reports from Tom Bogert and Seth Maycomber, Henrik Ravas is set to depart the Revs after just 6 months, and he is reportedly on his way to Poland to play for KS Cracovia. He only made 8 appearances here in New England, which I will note is 8 more appearances than previous goalkeeping transfer Tomas Vaclík. So certainly a bad track record for the Revs in terms of bringing in international goalkeepers and getting the most out of them. We have to assume that Porter likes what he's seen from Aljaž Ivačić so far since joining the Revs, as he will now be the Revs, I think, uncontested number one goalkeeper. I think you could make the argument that he already was, but certainly it seems like at this point that he will be staying in goal unless he needs a rest or an injury happens. It is worth noting that this move to sell Henrik Ravas will open up a roster spot. It'll free up some cap space, and it will also open up an international roster spot. So, you know, you have to think that those things probably played some sort of a role in them wanting to get this deal done, because the Revs didn't have a ton of roster flexibility to bring in new players. And it seems like that is something that they are looking actively to do. And then one last piece of news that is maybe a little bit more positive news for Revs fans. I'm recording this before it is official, but according to the Boston Globe's Matt Stout, the Massachusetts State Senate is set to vote on a bill that would allow for the Revolution to build a stadium in Everett. So you guys are in the future. From when I'm recording this, this vote may have already happened. My information was that it sounded like it was going to pass. But I don't know officially whether or not it did, so I won't comment any further on it. You know, all indications are that if it passes, it would clear a few hurdles in terms of getting a stadium built in the Boston area. So let's let's move on now with the interview. So here is Taylor Twellman and Seth Maycomber of the Blazing Musket, among others, talking about the U.S., about the Revs, etc. Enjoy.
So, Taylor, you want to just start with your opening thoughts about the Berhalter change?
Yeah, I think it's a real sign of growth in the United States of America that when you fail to perform at a tournament at home, if I'm not mistaken, there's been 20 tournaments that the U.S. men have played in their backyard. This is the first time they've never got out of their group. There's got to be accountability. You have to send a message to your fan base, to your sponsors, to your players, that the most important summer in American soccer history for the men is coming in less than 2 years, and you need to take it serious. Greg Berhalter did a very good job, a solid job of resurrecting the program, but his statement was as class and as honest as it can be. Absolutely, 100%. He needs to be accountable for the Copa America results. He raised his hand, and now they move on. Now, in saying that, over the past 10 to 15 minutes, we have found out that Jurgen Klopp has said no. He's rebuffed the approach from U.S. Soccer Federation, so now it becomes very interesting where they go from there. And I'm on the record, and I'll stay on the record, that the United States men, for the next 18 to 20 months, they need to really think bold. And they really need to think big for this World Cup coming here in their backyard in 26.
All right, Seth, you're up next.
Hi, Taylor. Thanks for taking the time. Back in 2017, when the U.S. failed to make the World Cup, you had a very famous rant, right? You asked, what are we doing? What growth have you seen from U.S. soccer since then? And what are some things that still need to happen in order to find success within U.S. soccer?
We don't have enough time for me to really dive into this. I'll say this. We've got American players. I think the point of view of the American players is exponentially different. It's difficult to quantify. We got players playing at AC Milan, Borussia Dortmund, Juventus, in the English Premier League. That is something that my generation never really got to experience. That 100% unequivocally has changed. What hasn't really changed is the ability to compete against the greater nations, the better teams. And I think that's ultimately what this is all about. In 2014, when Tim Howard stood on his head and set a World Cup record for saves, I said after that, it's got to be about beating Colombia, Argentina, Brazil, Belgium, Italy, Germany, Spain. That's where the goal is. But now we're having conversations where you're down a man for 70 minutes. You can't beat Panama. And so this group of players unequivocally may be more talented. But I'm not sure collectively they're better than anything we've seen before. Because under Greg Berhalter, other than Mexico, they haven't beaten a top 20 team. The other generations have. So to answer your question, a lot has changed regarding the viewpoint of the American player on the world scale, the fact that we're talking to me here in Tahoe at the American Century Championship about the U.S. men's national team, about MLS, that means there's growth, yes. But when they go up against the bigger nations, when the United States men play the bigger nations, has anything really changed? And the results would tell you no.
And just as a follow-up, I talked to you earlier this year about the New England Revolution. It's been a really interesting season, right? That losing streak at the beginning, things are looking a little bit better now. The transfer window's about to open. They're voting on a stadium bill, potentially opening up that opportunity for a stadium. What are your thoughts about the New England Revolution and their future going forward?
If that stadium gets built, it's a top five market in Major League Soccer. And there's not you will not convince me any other way. And especially because it's in the backdrop of downtown Boston, it will move the needle unlike anything else that the Revolution will do. And their attendance records have been fantastic over the last 4 or 5 years. The numbers don't lie. But that stadium needs to be downtown. That downtown Boston metropolitan needs to recognize how important the younger, inclusive, diverse crowd that would come to the Revolution games and make that a part of it. I can promise you this, the Red Sox probably don't want that stadium because that means there is a real threat to the younger fan base that are dying to have that downtown. Now, in saying that, this has been a difficult time for a Revolution fan. This has been a difficult time because over the last 12 months, there's been a lot of uncertainty with the program. There's been a lot of uncertainty. I think Caleb Porter's come in, and Caleb Porter's trying to win his third MLS Cup with his third different team, which would be the first manager ever. I do think time has to be on his side to build that roster and to dive into the Revolution project. But in saying that, I have no beef whatsoever with the fans being a little unsettled with what the Revolution look like right now. I think this summer's important. I think this winter coming up is massive because I think then you can see maybe a little bit more freedom to sign players. But make no mistake about it, that stadium has to be at the front of the minds of ownership and everyone else to get that done.
Thank you, Taylor. Good luck.
See you, buddy.
Hey, Taylor. Thanks for doing this. Jim Curtin said today he thought it would be very hard for an MLS coach to get the job now, given the stigma of the team under Greg. Do you agree that it has to be to have respect of the fan base or the player pool or whoever has to come from outside the U.S. system?
Ron, I think it's a great question. I think my perspective strictly comes from how do you maximize the group? And I think it's got to be an outside set of mind, set of eyes, set of ideals. I think with the United States men going into a World Cup in your backyard with this quote-unquote golden generation of player, I think you need a bold, brash personality, someone that walks into that room and tells everyone that they're on a clean slate and they've got to figure out who they want to be going into that World Cup. I completely agree with Jim Curtin. I don't think that says anything for the future, but I think the next 18 to 20 months or whatever it is, yeah, Jurgen Klopp has said no. There's five or six other candidates out there that absolutely you have to pursue, you have to have a conversation with, but you need a personality that walks right in that room and gains the respect of the players, but also puts the players on their toes in trying to get them righted, the ship righted, and them getting in the right place, because right now that program is not in the right set of mind going into hosting a World Cup at home.
And no matter who comes in, how does someone overcome having the weakest goalkeeper pool in 35 years and a youth system that's not really producing any central defenders under age 25 that can play with the national team?
Well, that coach coming in doesn't need to worry about that, Ron, to be quite honest. That's more of a conversation for the federation and the technical staff that has to think 5, 10, 15 years down the road. The manager coming in is worried about the 18, 20 months. That's
right,
all he's worried about.
During these 18, 20 months, there's no top goalkeeper.
My rebuttal to that, that's a long time. Matt Turner could find a situation very quickly. He plays week in and week out. Then all of a sudden, you and I are talking about Matt Turner's in great form, right? What happens after the Olympics? Does Patrick Schulte, does Selena, 18 months is a long time. I think it's a concern. I'm not saying your concern's wrong. I'm just saying 18 months is a long time for us to say right now they're going into a World Cup without a strong goalkeeper. I think a lot can happen. And quite frankly, it's the 6 months before the World Cup that you want to hit your stride and hit the ground running. I think a lot can happen. My money is on Matt Turner and that group finding places to play. I think center back may be a bigger concern because I think we're assessing that position differently than I would.
Thank you.
No problem, bud.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids' allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Taylor, how's it going, man? Safedine with USA Today.
How are you, buddy?
Good. You said big and bold, and is the big and boldness part the coming into the locker room and kind of putting everybody on notice? What else do you think kind of needs to happen for this job to be filled, man?
It's also the big and bold when that light's on and there's a press conference, he or she takes the attention away from the players. because I think right now this group of players has heard far too long that they're the golden generation of player, yet they haven't really had that significant win. So I would, if I'm running the organization, say, hang on a minute, I'm going to take the attention away from the players. I'm going to put someone in front of the camera, someone that takes all the eyeballs, all the attention off of them and puts all the pressure on themselves to manage that group. Yes, behind the scenes, whoever comes in is going to have to motivate this group. But you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the PR part of this really having the attention of the fan base and honestly the non-soccer fan that all of a sudden is intrigued by this big, bold personality that says, I took the project. We're up against it. We didn't get out of our group in Copa America, but I took this project because I think there's potential to really be successful. Take the attention away from these players and really try to motivate this group.
Have any thoughts on the Copa final and kind of what it means for Messi to be here in the twilight of his career, you know, playing in this country? And what a win could mean for him and what it means for him to be here?
I'm here at the American Century Championship in Lake Tahoe, right? And there's 90 of us that are going to play golf. And I've had 85 of them come up to me and talk about Messi. That would have never happened 12 months ago. That would never happen 24 months ago. The fact that we are doing a press conference here, the fact that we're talking about my sport, that's one thing. But Lionel Messi has come here and lit this country, lit this continent, and lit this league on fire. And it's been great. Now, following the World Cup win for him, he now gets to play in another final at the tail end of his international career, and he's going to play it in the United States in his home city of Miami. I don't think the script writers could have wrote anything better. I think it's going to be a really good final. I do. I think Colombia will play a little bit more than Uruguay will. And I think Argentina, I think it's going to be a really good Copa America final. And I just think it's the story of Lionel Messi in America.
What do you think it does for the rest of the season, too, for Inter Miami? How much do you think the viewers are just going to kind of be a tailwind off of the Copa final and just continue to pour into, you know, watching these games, MLS games?
Yeah, absolutely. MLS season pass on Apple TV is just, it's through the roof when Lionel Messi and Inter Miami are playing. If he wins Copa America in Miami, it's only just going to expedite that. Then you've got Leagues Cup following immediately that. They're going to defend their title. They want to get into the playoffs. Lionel Messi, Tata Martino, Sergio Busquets, Luis Suarez, that whole organization has looked me in the eye and said, we want to win MLS Cup. So I think if they win Copa America, it's only going to build the momentum in the Leagues Cup and then ultimately the MLS Cup playoffs and MLS Cup.
Thank you for your time, man.
Good seeing you, buddy.
Thank you, as always, to Seth for getting that audio for us. And thanks, of course, to Taylor Twellman for his insights. I have it on good authority that if you're interested in watching Taylor do some golfing, he will be competing in the 35th annual American Century Championship at the Edgewood Golf Course in Lake Tahoe, Nevada this weekend. So if you want, I'm told you can check him out as well as other former athletes, including Charles Barkley, Tony Romo, John Smoltz, and Aaron Rodgers. I think it's on NBC, Peacock, and the Golf Channel if you are interested in that sort of thing. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Revolution Recap, part of the Believe Podcast Network presented by Bet Online. We'll be back after this weekend's game with another podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.